our next reader, I think the last time we were at a reading together was at an event called 100,000 Poets for Change. So you know he's a rabble rouser. And please give him a warm hand, Larry Matsuda.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. My eyes are getting bad, so I'm going to read it off of this, and I'm going to put it to the light, so I'm going to be kind of crooked. It's okay. The first poem is in the book, and I'm only going to read two tonight. This one's called Homecoming, and for this one, I would think someone would ask me, why did you write that? And my answer is, I was looking at an abstract painting, you know, cubes and triangles and all that, something that didn't make any sense. There was no humans in it, and I liked it. And so then I also thought of my mother, who was in Western State Mental Hospital for a while. And I always had fears that I might end up in the same place. And so in that process, I wrote this Homecoming. Cracked mosaic designed blankets, hospital floors. Faded green and brown patterns glide like wax under my mother's locked door. Blue silk sliver of color, cradles, gadgets, spawning chinooks. Fingerlings like dots and dashes escape from orange cages, feast on nutrient-rich carcasses disintegrating in shallows. Each mouthful ignites prehistoric memories of chasing hordes of silver herring, ravaging clouds of floating krill, tasting fluttering ribbons of the skagit 3,000 miles from home. Unable to touch my ancestors' ashes deep in Hiroshima boxes, spirits in red and black tribal robes guide me like a fingerling to the Salish Sea. Transparent fishing lines play and splay akimbo. Skagit River bonfires crisscross rocky shores, smoldering signal beacons that call me home. I stand alone, barefooted in crooked shard of gray in a stream of fractured tiles. I peer through wire mesh glass into mother's empty room. Wow. The next one relates to a Japanese fairy tale, Urashima Taro, and the essence of Urashima Taro is you can't go home. You can't go home. And I was thinking, the last 3 days with the election, home has changed. Home has changed. And so this one is entitled Just a Short Note to Say Something You Already Know. And it appears in Raven's Chronicles. And it's for Donald's daughter, Ivanka Trump. Ivanka, in a different time and place, you and your children are squeezed into cattle cars destined for Nazi death camps. Stars pinned to your coats and numbers tattooed on your arms. Religion is your crime, something like the 120,000 Japanese Americans whose race incarcerates them during World War II. If you dodge head shaving and starvation, maybe a country would welcome you. Angel of death is difficult to slip. Unfortunates are turned away, chased by verbal brickbats and pitchforks. You smell freedom's scent, but only glimpse porthole view of Lady Liberty's tantalizing torch. Doors slam and hands of kindness withdraw. You're not among the privileged huddled masses. Today is a 1% American demographic. You're safe by an accident of birth. Others less fortunate, however, stand on precipices knowing history does not repeat itself. but it rhymes. When Donald promises a magnificent great wall and spews religious hatred to cheering crowds, you must feel a guilty twinge knowing that if it were 1943 Germany, a chorus of incendiary voices would echo and push innocents off slippery cliffs into eternal darkness. Black holes so forbidding, victims never see their children again. As the self-serving politicians parade on bandwagons swerving on and off a broken highway of 8 million bones. Thank you.